manifest it live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Right, with a VAT increase and no protection from tax bracket creep, many South Africans are feeling the strain post this year's budget speech. When household budgets are stretched, it's natural to rethink financial priorities. But even in tough times, maintaining your investment strategy where possible can help safeguard your financial future. My next guest is Mtumbisi Mtunkulu, a senior manager in the direct and private clients team at Allan Gray. He joins us now to discuss the steps that you can take to build financial resilience in a challenging economic environment. A very good evening to you, Mtumbisi.
Good evening, Sumitra. Thank you so much for having me.
Right. So we're talking about, you know, this VAT increase and, you know, I'm sure everybody is feeling the same. I'm feeling like, you know, if you just add on that 15.5% onto my electricity bill, I'm just seeing more zeros there and more to pay at the end of the day. I mean, this, you know, the cost of living has just become so high, especially in Johannesburg. How do we get around this? How do we stretch our household budgets?
Sumitra, that is the $1 million question. I spent a lot of my time with speaking to South Africans about their monies.
Yeah.
And the one thing that became clear to me is that majority of South Africans live with an already stretched budget.
Mm-hmm.
This is even before the changes that came with the budget speech. In fact, recently I had an opportunity to speak to some of the hard-working South Africans, farmers in the Northwest. And when I spoke to them about their preparation for things like retirement, and I could see no one is prepared.
Mm-hmm.
And this question around our budget are stretched came up. And I guess one thing, or the one simple thing that I think has worked well for me, that seems to work for many towards achieving their long-term goals, is to find a way or a way to live within their means.
Mm.
And this is something that's easy to say when your budget is not enough. And there are many things that you can barely afford month end, but it's a discipline that seems to work over the long term.
I suppose it's difficult because often you would also hear people saying, but living within the means, we just have so little. I mean, we spend the majority of our money on food and then we have to cover utilities. There isn't actually anything else.
This is very true. And I, again, I think for me, it comes back to, I guess, the importance of accepting where one is starting. Mm-hmm. And at times that may say sound harsh to say to another individual, and start with clarity in terms of where one is starting, and then maybe setting some goals in terms of where do you want to go, and let those goals be the guide or the true north in terms of how you allocate your limited resources. I've spoken to so many South Africans over the years. I've met very few people who say, you know what, Mtobis, I have more than enough or more than I need. And it seems to just be a reality that we live in a world where there are limited resources, and that's where you just have to start and set a goal or a plan that's going to allow you to move towards your goal. And as I say this, I think about, I guess, when you are younger, growing, you have your parents who have the goals for you, but as you grow, it seems this is expected of you as an individual or as a grown-up to say, how do you make the most of the already limited budget?
You know, financial literacy is so important to me. You talk about younger people coming in. Parents have been doing it for you. But you should start as early as possible, and not wait until you're in the working world and earning. Because, you know, as soon as you start earning that income, if you don't have all of these things in place, like budgeting, for instance, it's very easy to drag on without getting that under control.
Absolutely. And I've been working for 15 years now. When I reflect, I always feel like when I was a student, I had more money. And obviously, when you start working, that's when life happens.
Mm.
You know, when you get really to experience life, now there's the cost of the accommodation, the cost of transportation, and so on and so on. And it's fair to say maybe perhaps our schooling system hasn't done well in terms of maybe even sharing this content with us while we are still younger. I'm not even sure if that would be helpful, but it would be a start.
Mm.
So that at least we can start mentally prepare in terms of managing resources so that when that first salary comes your way, you are better equipped in terms of how to think about what is important and how to prioritize.
So, Tabisi, let's go back to the basics, right? Give us some practical ways of doing this. Do we go back to drawing up a budget?
It sounds too simple, right? And mm-hmm. I like to think of it as just being financially resilient. And for me, what that means is being prepared.
Yeah.
When I speak to many South Africans, I will always come up about the importance of having an independent financial advisor who could assist you with this. And the reason this theme will come up is because I've seen how many South Africans struggle with this discipline. And this idea of being financially resilient, it almost puts you in a position where you are maybe asking yourself some uncomfortable questions around your affairs. A simple one that we talk about a lot as South Africans or in the media is having an emergency fund.
Mm-hmm.
What happens when life happens? And that's something we need to think about preparing for. And then you're thinking about, well, your long-term goals. And my personal favorite is retirement.
Yeah.
What happens when my body no longer allows me to wake up and go to work?
Mm.
And there are many more in between. Am I insured? The car that I love so much is insured. The house that's stretching me beyond and everything else, is it insured? And these are some of the questions that you need to be asking yourself. And sometimes it becomes helpful to have someone to walk this journey with you, because I've noticed and I've experienced many people who, even after they've thought about it, but committing to this plan becomes even harder. And this is where this independent financial advisor can become helpful.
You know, you look at debt, right? Debt is another major challenge facing many South Africans. And when you speak to South Africans, a lot of them say that we have to take out credit in order to get through the month, right? But if you just look at debt, and when you're going through this budget and you're trying to work out how you can minimize, how you can narrow it down, how you can live within your means, what do you do in the case of paying off debt versus saving?
So debt is the one that gets me emotional. Mm-hmm. I get emotional about just how easily it is available, especially
yeah.
today. And I guess I don't believe that people wake up and choose to be irresponsible. So we find ourselves in debt because of life. And some of it, maybe perhaps we are not in a position to avoid. Many need debt to buy a car. But today we find ourselves in positions where maybe even buying groceries on debt because it's easily available everywhere you go, and you are told, well, you may not have money today, but there's some money that can be available to you. I've reflected around whether maybe the institutions that offer us debt also need to play a role in being responsible in terms of how they make debt available. But as an individual struggling with debt or dealing with debt in these challenging times, it might become important maybe perhaps to start prioritizing, thinking about the debt that's costing you the most and maybe prioritizing paying debt. But for me, the guide that I use for me is to think about, do I need to buy things on debt? And, you know, maybe there are times where I don't have a choice and I need to get something and that's the only money that's available. But I've had this idea of a check card concept where if you can't pay for it with your own check account, maybe it's something that you can postpone. Is it something that you can save for, as an example? There are things that one can save for maybe and have and be able to buy in 2 years' time, in 3 years' time, instead of wishing to get them upfront using credit.
You know, it's not all bad, though. If you look at some of the research, it is saying that people are starting to become more financially resilient. They are holding on to cash. They're very afraid to just spend on just anything, you know, just stick to the necessities. So they are becoming a little bit more prudent with their money. For somebody that wants to get onto the right track, where then should they go? How do they actually grow that little nest that they have?
Yeah, I must be honest. That's feedback that I celebrate. I think our inability at times maybe to be patient or to be better prepared financially ends up increasing the challenges that we face as South Africans. There's so much in the world that's challenging, and you throw other challenges on top of that, and it becomes a social challenge that I think we get to deal with as a society as a whole. When it comes to, I guess, finding guidance, my answer will go back to maybe seeking independent advice. Find someone that you can build a relationship who can walk this journey with you. As a student of financial planning, this is easy for me to just say, oh, you need to do this and that and that, but this is not something that an everyday South African will understand or just have access to. And I'm also mindful of the internet. These days, there's so much information that's available via the internet and social media, and not all of it is always considering your individual needs, which is why I think it's often best to sit down with an independent advisor who can understand your circumstances as well as your goals, and then help you draft a plan that's going to help you towards achieving those goals. And as I highlighted earlier on, even when the going gets tough, that person can be there to walk the journey with you, even if it means at times and times like this where they have to remind you of your own long-term goals.
And of course, it's very important to make sure that you find an accredited financial planner, make sure that they're legit and they're giving you the right advice. And of course, that they need to understand you and your needs. Mtobisi, thank you so much for your time this evening. Mtobisi Mtimpulu, a senior manager in the Direct and Private Clients team at Allan Gray.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.